When Jesus was exactly 40 days old, he was taken by his parents to the temple to be redeemed or bought back because he was the firstborn from his family. And as he was walking into the temple, he met this old man named Simon. And when Simon took that baby, imagine grabbing little baby Jesus in his hands. He was so happy to see him. And then Luke recorded these words from Simon for us. And he said, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel." This is recorded in Luke 2:34. How can this little baby can be set for the rising and the fall of many in Israel? Well, that's going to depend on how, what you do with him, how you react to him. Many accepted him, many treated him well, and they were raised up, and many were against him, and they fell down. Now, there's a saying that says a man's family can be his rising or his falling. And that's absolutely true. Same thing with the principle with Jesus. So it depends how we react. It depends how we take care of our families. It depends if we take a role as fathers. It depends if we take a role as husbands, as wives, mothers, etc. Whether we fall or rise, because that's family is so important. I remember before coming to San Angelo, I was preaching. I was a full-time preacher in the city of Palenque in South Mexico, and you know we will be busy during the week. Wednesdays teaching, Saturday mornings radio, Sunday mornings radio, all Sunday long teaching. Sometimes we'll travel to every week to distant villages to preach on the radio. So we took Mondays off, and we call them Family Day. And we will go to the river. We just enjoy our families on Mondays. That was our day off because we don't have weekend off like a regular, regular worker. But the Bible, when we think about the Bible is going to uphold committed leaders and committed followers. I'm talking about husbands and wives. The Bible is going to uphold committed leaders and committed followers. And I just want to mention briefly, I don't want to dwell too much in it, but I think it's pertinent for me to mention, for example, Abraham, how God told Abraham before he was going to disclose to him what's going to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah. He told him that he's going to share what's happening to Sodom and Gomorrah because he knows him, how he's going to command his children and his household after him that they may keep the way of the Lord. He knew that Abraham was going to command his family. You see, we have a faithful father here and a committed family, a committed husband. Now, very interesting, in the New Testament, there's another example as well. This man, Cornelius. In chapter 10 of the book of Acts, I'm just going to mention briefly, it says that Cornelius was a devout man. He was one who feared God, notice, with that of all his household. Okay, his house was involved. He was a committed leader to his family. And we're going to see how this man is going to be successful in his spiritual matters because he was a committed leader to his family. In fact, when he called for Peter, okay, in verse 24, it says that Peter came to Caesarea and Cornelius was waiting for them. And he had called together his relatives and close friends as well. And when Peter walked in, the Bible records that he saw, in verse 27, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come to hear him speak. Many. These were good-hearted people that wanted to be there, listen to the word being preached, families and friends of Cornelius. And what was the purpose of they being there? Was verse 33 says, "So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we're all present here before God to hear all the things commanded you by God." You see, we see an example of a committed father, committed leader. And, of course, we can assume there's a committed follower in the family as well, a wife that deserves the honor as well in Cornelius' family. So we're going to see that family is very important. Now, tonight, I just want to invite you. If you're a husband and a wife, you might have children still. You might have grown children. But I want to encourage you to do the will of God of me, a committed husband and a committed wife, committed follower and a committed leader to your family. We need strong families in the church. We need strong families in this congregation, in every congregation, because if the family is weak, the church is weak. That's all. The family is weak, there's no possibility of elders. family is weak, there's no possibility of deacons. So we need committed leaders. We need also committed followers who are willing to command their children. Notice, they're going to command them when it's the opportunity to command them. They're not going to force them because there's free will, but they're going to command them when the time is appropriate, when they're young, when there's time to help them change their mindset. So I want to encourage you to do that. If you haven't been a family or a father who's been faithful to his children, I encourage you to reflect and to pray. Be right with God. If you haven't been a wife who's been committed to their children, would you rather look for your own self? I want to encourage you to repent and make your family strong by following the leadership of your husband and teaching your children. Now, if you're not a Christian, I encourage you to come and learn more perfectly the Word of God concerning the family by becoming a Christian. The Bible says that you need to believe that I am He, Jesus said in John 8:34. We also have the commandment, repent and be converted, that these times of refreshment might come, Acts 3:19. We also have that with the mouth one confesses unto salvation, Romans 10:10. And also remember when Ananias told Saul, arise and be baptized and wash away their sins, calling upon the name of the Lord, Acts 22:16. I want to encourage you, if you're not a Christian, draw near to God and learn more about family, God's family, how He designed the family, and how you can be right with all your family and be like Cornelius. You and your family can be saved. If there's any way we can assist you tonight, please, as we stand and we sing the song of invitation.